Chapter 16. Ben crouched in front of the storm culvert. The stray had worked itself so far back, all he could see was iridescent eyes. Ryan squatted beside him.
What do you reckon, Chief? What's our play?
He dropped by to check on Ma and ended up with his miniature deputy. The call about the stray had come in as he tried to tell Ryan that he really couldn't come with him that day.
We need to get him out,
Ben said. That evening, he intended to dig up a ball from when he and his brothers used to play and teach Ryan some normal boy skills. Maybe say hi to Ryan's mother as well. Definitely say hi to Ryan's mother.
Gonna pop a cap in its ass?
Ryan peered up at him.
Nope.
He bit down hard on his back teeth to stop the laugh.
And don't say ass.
10-4.
With a wink, Ryan tapped the side of his nose. Ben stood, half expecting Ryan to tell him he was too old for this shit.
Stay here and keep an eye on our Vic.
Ryan beamed a huge smile at him.
Roger that, partner.
Ben walked back to his cruiser and pulled out the lunch that Ma had slid into the passenger seat. He grabbed the ham sandwich and returned to the culvert. Face tense, eyes on the dog, Ryan hadn't moved.
Got my eye on the Vic.
I can see that.
Ben crouched beside him and tore off a bit of sandwich.
Let's see if he's hungry.
I'm hungry.
Ryan eyed his sandwich.
Then we'll get you something to eat as soon as we're done here.
Ben tossed a bit of sandwich into the culvert.
Now stay very still and quiet. We don't want to scare him.
The stray inched closer to the bait, grabbed it, and darted back again. A little closer to the open end this time, Ben dropped another piece. The stray went through the same routine but didn't dart as far back this time.
That's it,
Ben crooned.
I know you're hungry, boy, and I can fix that for you.
What if it's a girl?
Chest over knees, Ryan crouched.
I don't think it matters too much. It's the quality of my voice that does it.
Huh,
Ryan said. Then he gentled his pitch.
There's a good dog. Come on. Come and see Ryan and Chief Ben.
The stray's ears flickered as it glanced at Ryan and then back to him. Ben dropped another lure. Ryan kept right on crooning. The dog took it and stopped and stared at them, glassy-eyed.
Give him more.
Ryan nudged him. Ben did as he was told.
Yummy, yummy ham.
Ryan wheedled.
I like ham, boy. Do you like ham?
Eyes fever bright, he glanced at Ben.
It's working.
Letting Ryan take the lead, Ben dropped back on his haunches.
Keep talking to him. Keep feeding him the sandwich. Let him know he can trust you.
As Ryan worked on getting the stray out the culvert, Ben almost held his breath. Ryan's entire being seemed focused on the dog. If ever a kid needed a win, it was this one.